Blog Talk Radio.
I know what today is. It is Saturday. It is officially 2 weeks to She Pride. Matter of fact, actually, it won't be 2 weeks to She Pride. It is what it is. It is about to go down in Richmond, Virginia. And if you have not gotten your tickets yet, you need to get it. That's all I'm going to say. Management.com. Well, what'd you say, Sadie?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Y'all better get them tickets, baby.
That is right-handed because I don't know. I don't think the ladies ready for Pretty P and King Kales and Nympho in the same damn time. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know they ready. Y'all ready? I'm ready.
I don't know if they ready for Poison, Miss Chanel, and Stallion and good old Caution. I don't know if they ready for that and Eden.
I don't know if I'm ready for them. I'm going to be ready.
I don't know, man. They ready for Sis Bob, Onyx, and Ace, and you know, Flav Her, and Devious, and man, Dookie, and Chad the Great. I don't know. Teddy, I don't know, man. I don't know if they ready for old veteran New Jersey, Miss Cat. I don't know. Yeah, she's at it. I don't know if they ready for that either, man. You know.
Ooh, watch out there now. It's going down.
It is going down. 20 entertainers to see you all and give you the time of your life. www.shepride.tk. Y'all need to hit it up. You know, that's enough talk about the She Pride. I would like to introduce my co-host because you already know who I am. I'm KC. Now I'm just joking. Teddy, how are you, man?
I'm all right. What's going on, people? Y'all know who this is already. Teddy P, calling out of that good old 757. Stand up. Good evening, bro. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Teddy. Man, Teddy, before we get into this show, man, I just want to, again, you know, last night we gave our sympathy to the families over there in Colorado that went through the massacre with the gunman that came into the Dark Knight thinking he was a goddamn Batman. You know, we're not going to get into that because, you know, it pisses me off that he had to go and kill 12 people and critically injure 50. You know, that's just sad. And he's laughing in the picture like the shit's funny. Somebody need to laugh and smack the shit out of his ass. And, you know, pissing me off.
Girl, get the gun, get the pocketbook.
I don't know, girl. I was like, what? Like, I was at the gym pumping and sweating, getting my workout on. And you know how they play the little CNN on the TVs, girl. I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't handle it, man. So, you know, definitely, if you have any family over there in Colorado, even if you don't, like, you know, we're going to send out a shout, we're going to send a prayer out, we're going to pray for them at the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? Because that's definitely, y'all need to wake up. Life is too short. You never know the day or the time and what's going to happen to you. So, you know, live each day like it's your last. And I have another, I want to give my sympathy, you know, again, because I don't know if you all know who Usher Raymond is. The singer Usher Raymond. His stepson that was in critical condition after a ski He was on a ski trip and he got injured on the slopes.
That was a jet ski, bro.
He passed away today. You know, battling, you know, for the last 2 weeks for his life. his parents finally took him off life support. So I definitely want to, you know, Usher, shout out to you, because, you know, as a parent, I know what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? I never had a kid die. But I had a puppy die, so, you know, I know exactly, just like your child, you feel me? So I know exactly how that feels. So, you know, I just want to send my shout out, man. And, you know, life's going to get better, but right now, you got to stand up and be strong for your little man, because I know you're going through it, him and his wife. So, you know, she's going to love y'all, you feel me? And I guess what y'all ladies been waiting for? Y'all been waiting for She's On Out the Dark, because y'all some freaky ladies. Y'all freaky as hell. It don't make no sense how freaky you ladies are. But you know what? I like it. Yes. Because I'm freaky too.
Yeah, no.
You know, so, but Teddy, I think we're going to talk about, let's talk about anal sex.
What the hell?
I think we should talk about anal sex. It gets no nastier than that. Y'all are freaky, so let's talk about anal sex. Teddy, what is your, you know, your outlook on sex in the back?
No. That's just nasty. Stuff goes out, not go in. I'm just saying. That's all I can say on that. Mm-mm.
Could you do it to somebody, or could you let them do it to you?
Hell to the no. No, hell, no, hell. Let me repeat myself. Hell no. Not happening to me. It's not going down, and I really, truly, I couldn't do that. Mm-mm, no. If I wouldn't want it done to myself, I'm not going to do it to another female. I can't. Mm-mm, no. Just teddy bear. No, can't do it. Don't have nightmares now.
Well, me personally, I think I feel like Teddy. My backside is a no man, no woman entrance. I don't even want what got to come out my ass to come out my ass because of the pain. What make you think I want you to stick something in my booty? It's not cute. No. No, negative.com management.
.org.
Yeah, you will get fired. I don't play that.
Like Donald,
you know?
Like Donald Trump said, you're fired.
You're out of here. Yes, that's terrible. And, you know, I don't have a problem with the salad tossing, because, you know, it's a little massage on the outside around the booty hole. But when you go into sticking your tongue up there, I'm going to give you something to stick something up there about. Don't you ever stick your tongue up there. You know what I'm saying? That is not cute. I'm sorry.
Breathe in, breathe out.
I had to breathe in for a minute because I don't think it's right. I don't think people should, you know, do that. That's nasty, man. Ugh. But some people like it, though, bruh. Some people like it.
Yeah.
No, I don't knock you, but no, don't stick nothing in my man cave. It's not for me. No, pineapple, chitlins, gizzards, baby. Pineapple tastes too good for this situation. But I'm gonna say chitlins, cause no, don't stick nothing up there. That's not cute. So what I'm gonna do, ladies? There's a lot of you all on the line tonight. I definitely want to get you all's input on the anal sex. Please make it short, sweet. We have a lot of callers we got to get to, so let's talk. All right, call 804-236. Talk to us.
Well, why would you call on me first? You're supposed to say the best for last.
I'm just saying because you are first.
Yeah, I probably did call in first. Hey, everybody. Hey to all the new callers that's following me to find out what I'm going to say to Teddy tonight and Mr. Miami.
Oh, hell.
Damn it. Hey, Teddy. Hey, let me go ahead and speak on the this booty thing first. No, I don't like the booty thing. Ain't nobody going in my booty. I tried it one time, but it ain't a work off situation. And I ain't talking nobody salad because I'm not sticking my mouth on nobody asshole. So that's how I feel. That's my input on that. And when you ready for me, then I'll be here. I took care of my little issue, and I'm here. I'm ready.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us. Your opinion was appreciated. And you know we're going to come back with another topic, so don't go nowhere.
All right.
We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, Eric, call 804 is deep in the building tonight. Look, everybody keep it short, brief, so we can get to everybody. You know, area code. Good Lord, all these area code 804s. 804, 225. Talk to us.
What up, bruh?
What's up, man?
What it do?
They go, hey, everybody. She probably 2012. They go poison corruption, right? Duh.
Yes, this is Poison Corruption, live and direct. Yeah, I've been drinking, as you can tell, about to say some real cruel shit. About booty holes. Why did I call in on this night? Anyway, about booty holes. Okay, I've tried it, I ain't gonna lie. But it was not something that I would do on a regular. I mean, a finger or two is fine with me, but as far as something bigger than that, no. I'm sorry, can't do that. And you can toss my salad all day, but I'm not doing you a return because I cannot picture my face going into anyone's ass. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. You know I'm going to keep it raw. I'm going to keep it G. No. I can't
chipping.
Do it.
Chipping.
Huh?
Just say chipping.
It smells like all types of fuckery. No, I can't do it. But yeah, like I said, a finger or two is fine. But anything bigger than that, no. That's bottom line. That's where I cut everything else. But I'm gonna keep it short and simple. And hope y'all have a good rest of y'all night. I'm gonna continue drinking and be in my feelings for the rest of the night.
Oh.
Yeah, you made me get up and get mad, girl.
Yeah.
Drink more
for
me.
Drink a shot for me.
I had to get up and get mad. Because, girl. I hope it tastes good. This is my first time tasting this can.
What is it?
I ain't telling you because you're going to joke me, man, because you know I don't drink it, man. No.
Lord. It ain't hurricane, is it?
Nah, Teddy. Every night, right? Teddy done got me drinking Moscato every night for my show, right? So, I went up in the Kroger's, right?
What?
Oh, yeah, I went up in the Kroger's, right? And they had, you know, everybody keep telling me about this pink Moscato. And I'm a lover of the regular Moscato. That's my shit. But everybody keep telling me about this pink Moscato. So
that's a
I say,
girl's
okay,
drink.
Let me look, little girl. Look, little girl. It is a girl's drink. You know what I'm saying? But you already know how I get down. We're not going to talk about that on She's On Radio.
I knew you was cut, girl.
You already know how I get down. Look, trying
to
keep it professional.
You know I drink the hardcore all day. I'm tequila all day.
Yeah, you know I'm a Bacardi 151 type.
You already know. I'm still trying to do happy hour next week. If you down,
alright, I'm down. You gonna get?
I know that's fucking right. I'm gonna get twisted. I'm off to payday. What? Let me get off this phone. I don't want to go any further with you. I will holler at you later about some bullshit.
All right, sis.
Love y'all.
I love you too,
man.
Later.
All right. Are you code 254-624. Tell us exactly how do you feel about anal sex. Keep it short. Keep it brief. Let's talk.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your girl, T.
What's up, T?
No, Timmy. But I can't do it, y'all. I try to sound gangster like I said I was, but I can't.
So you can't.
Wait, what?
You already tried the booty. You already tried the booty.
I've never tried that. I'm too scared, man.
Don't be scared. It's just a little something to go back in the back to give you a little push back there. You know.
I'm not supposed to go in there. I'm not supposed to come out. Right.
I don't even like what come out back there sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we all don't, but it's just something that happens.
Man, but so, look.
What's up? What am I looking at? I don't see it.
Hmm?
What? You said, man, look. I don't see it. What am I looking at?
you trying to be funny? See, look at you. Look.
I'm just kidding. Friend?
I'm going to have to come down here. You playing.
Get the belt in the Crisco. I know. Yep, all day. I got it right with me. Belt in hand. I'm not messing with y'all. Y'all need to stop.
Why we got to stop?
I mean, well, I don't know, y'all. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, wait. I just want to say, uh-oh. Spaghetti-O.
Kidding.
Look, y'all getting me off topic, and these people are probably going to be mad, so stop.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. Do not go anywhere. We are about to hit the next topic. So, ladies, if you are on right now and you want to talk and you want to give us your input on getting sex in the booty hole, because I really want to know from each and everybody, because we have a lot of callers on here tonight, so I definitely want to hear everybody's input. Press the number one right now. If you are listening online, call us at 646-716-6977. The topic is, how do you feel about anal sex? All right. I'm still waiting on somebody pressing number one, because I want to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of you. See, they're acting scared. I'm going to call y'all chickens. Teddy got me drinking this Moscato. I'm still scared to taste it because it's pink.
Drink the damn Moscato, damn it.
Girl, because I normally drink the white, but I got this pink can right here. It might turn me to more of a cunt than I'm already is, girl. And I don't know.
That's why I drink it very rare. I drink it, but not like that. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yes, I don't want to make me too soft. You know what I'm saying? But look, nobody is hitting up on a topic of phone sex. I mean, damn. Anal sex. So we're going to get into the next topic. Hey, since I said it, how do you ladies feel about phone sex? Good topic.
Yeah.
Do you think phone... Huh?
I'm about to say, that's good. Let's talk about it.
Do you think phone sex is hot?
Yeah, I ain't going to lie.
I mean, what are some of the things that you like to do?
I don't be doing nothing. I be doing the talking. I be, you know, setting the mood or whatever the case may be.
But do you think phone sex is natural? Do you think it should be legal?
What the hell?
Do you think sex should be legal? Huh?
I mean, it's natural, goddamn it. It should be like everything else should be legal. I mean, people do it. People get paid to do it. It should.
You said what?
I said people get paid to do phone sex. I mean, you call them 1-900 numbers and talk to white women or whatever the case may be, you know, whoever's on the line, and get your rocks off for $1.99 a minute.
Man, good they money. Be the best ones, though.
Yeah, good money.
Man. Look. I love my black women, don't get me wrong. But the white woman on the phone sex line, I don't know. Come on now, everybody did it when y'all was young. Y'all used to call that line, used to get y'all butt tore up by the mama. But y'all on that listening to them sexy women on the commercial. Man, the commercial made me want to call in, man. I don't spend money on them phone sex ladies when I was about 16.
I'm going to cut you off for that phone bill too, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, you want to know, though? You want to know what, though, Teddy? I never really told nobody, though, because, you know, you hear a lot of people call me Malik, right?
Right.
Like, you hear a lot of people call me Malik. Tell you a story about that, just since we talk about phone sex. I was on the chat line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I got the name Malik. When I was around, I'm going to say 12, 13, America Online was the name. It was called AOL back in the day. You know, a lot. There's a lot of heads on here that used to use AOL. You know what I'm saying? And we used to, you know, going to the little chat rooms or whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, I had my picture up or whatever because I didn't get down with that. Ooh, that's another topic. But I had my picture up, you know. And, you know, I've always resembled a boy anyway, you know. So, what I did was, I used to tell the girls my name was Malik. You know what I'm saying? I had my picture up there, and I used to be, you know, I got a little deep voice, so they thought I was a little boy, you know what I'm saying? This is before I even knew what gay was. I just knew I didn't want no men. I wanted to holler at the girls. I like to talk to girls on the phone, you know what I'm saying? So I had phone sex with this girl, man. I had phone sex with this girl. Man, that shit was awesome, man. Shit. She taught me some stuff I didn't know what to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm like 12 years old having phone sex. I'm up there telling her to touch her pussy and her titties and shit. She was moaning, screaming. Man, ever since then, man, phone sex has been my shit. I love that shit, man. I feel like, especially if you got a girl that live out of town, man, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
Bro, I ain't even going to lie. I had it a couple times with an ex back in the day. I mean, hey, she stayed in one state. I stayed here. She was hot and bothered. I was hot and bothered. It went down. That's 2.5 hours on the phone in my life.
Yes, sir. Phone sex is it, man. That is the best thing on the motherfucking market. You know what I'm saying? I want to get some input from some of the people that's listening online right now. If you do want to talk about phone sex, I definitely want to hear your input, ladies. Please press the number one right now because I got to know what your mind is looking like. Call 804-236. Make it brief. Talk to us.
Look, don't keep on telling me make it brief because I already know the rules.
See, she always got to talk shit.
I'm gonna sit right down, damn it.
Dude.
I ain't never engaged in phone sex before because I always felt like what if I was doing it and a motherfucker was just making me do something and then they won't engage me in it with it. So I have been very close-minded to the phone sex thing. I'm always open to stuff, but I have never done it before. You happy? Yeah, Matthew?
Yeah, we got it.
Teddy? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have something to drink tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I'm gonna need you to amp it up a little bit more if I put you on the spot, okay?
I got you. I'm waiting.
I know you is. You got some people waiting with you, too.
I know, right?
But I got a whole story for you, boy. But I'm telling you, gonna amp it up a little bit more. Y'all got to draw me in a little bit more now because I ain't even going to say I'm tipsy. I'm drunk as a bitch.
Aw, shit.
And so I'm feeling myself tonight. So I'm waiting. So come on, y'all. Press that one. Come on now. Let's get a hype. On the land, KC, come on, get them
hyped. Pull some more. I'm gonna get them hyped. Some of these questions I got gonna make some people press that number one. Goddamn,
okay,
be some freaky
okay,
shit
okay.
Going on over here. You know what I mean? But look, all thank right. you so much for tuning in. I'm gonna hit this next caller. We'll be right back to you. All right.
All right.
Area code 202-213. What is your input? Since we haven't gotten to you yet. What is your input on phone sex, and what is your input on anal sex, and make it brief for me, all right? Talk to us. 202? Alright. Let's go back. Area code 254-624. How you feel about phone sex? Talk to us.
I think phone sex is bomb. It's the bomb.
Thanks.
But you can't sound ugly. Like, you gotta have a nice voice.
Yes.
That's a turn off if you sound like, hey, I want you to pull your panties. You can't sound ugly. Like, you gotta sound really, yeah.
And they can't be breathing hard, right?
No, you can't do that. Because then I'm thinking something wrong with you if you're breathing hard. And I'm wondering if I need to hang up and call 911.
No, that's right.
So I'm
you are mean.
I'm not mean. I'm just saying, like, you started it. And I just agree with you.
Oh, Lord.
But yes, his mom is a good thing, especially if your person lives far away. Then, I mean, come on.
That's right. So, do you like phone sex?
I do.
So,
I mean, not like I would do it all the time, but yeah, every once in a while, you know.
So, what's better, phone sex or regular sex?
Regular?
Wow.
Real life person? Because, like, in person, like, all the things they're telling you they're going to do to you or what they want to do to you, like, in person, you could feel that. Like, on the phone, like, yeah, you're doing it to yourself, but it's better for the other person to see it in, like, person. What do you think is better?
I mean, me personally, look, sex is sex. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get off anyway. That's just how I feel about the situation. One thing I do not get down with, since we all talk about phone sex and got to do with something virtual, I don't get down with that cyber shit. You know, be on the computer, because you got some people that want to inbox you and have sex with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, what the hell we about to do? We about to bump space balls, goddamn slag, goddamn alt control, alt delete. Oh, baby, bump it. Enter into my goddamn delete box. Press the number one. Go down to the home key. Ooh, home run, shift. Ooh, shift me, baby, shift. Ooh, page down. No, page up. That is not cute, boo-boo. I do not to engage in that. That is not cute. That is just, that shouldn't even be legal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. But phone sex, we could definitely get in with the phone sex. I don't care about phone sex. But that cyber stuff got to go. I don't play that much. I've been to block your ass and told everybody else to block you, too. It's crazy ass. That's ass.
You're crazy. Oh, my gosh. Okay. You said shift me.
Yeah, shift, alt, delete. Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, baby, go to the left. No, take it down. Oh,
no, it's
you know.
Page up. It's page up.
Yeah, it's page up. Turn the radio wireless off. I don't want a signal. You know what I'm saying? Girl. No, I don't.
Oh,
I do not play that sad, but don't even come over to my way. Don't. If you inbox me and ask me to have sex with you, I'm going to control or delete, and we're not talking about having phone sex. We are literally talking about, like, living your life. Don't come back.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are crazy. We're Mr. Miami yet. I'm going to laugh, man.
I know, the energy, right?
Yes, I'm ready to just laugh and my side hurt. Mm-hmm. I know she probably said some stupid stuff right now.
She probably had to show us something. She probably have a short on a Friday and a Thursday, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. She'll definitely be here Tuesday. She's going to be doing an interview with her on Tuesday.
But she Lord.
Tonight's still young, you feel what I'm saying? So she might be up in here. You never know.
All right. Have a good rest of the show. I'll be right here. I'm
going to
go start with somebody.
Oh, Lord. All right. All right, sweetie. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies, look, here go a good question right here, since we are talking about She's on After Dark. We talked about having sex with animals the other night. How do you feel about individuals, humans, having sex with kids under the age of 18? How do you feel about pedophiles? Please press the number one right now if you're listening online. 646-716-6977. I definitely want to hear your input on this, because this is some off the wall stuff right here. People having sex with kids. How do you feel about that, Teddy?
They should all burn in hell.
Yes.
Let me get them all in one room, and I will torture them slowly.
Damn.
I'm just saying. I'm not wrong. I torture their ass.
You aren't wrong at all, Teddy. You're telling it the honest to God truth, because I don't, you know. That's how you feel about it, Teddy?
Yes.
Because so, I don't want to talk over you. I don't want to let you go.
All I can say is, like I said, I want to torture them slowly. Think of some ill shit. Tie two boulders around their ankles, let them hang off a bridge. I'm just saying. Let the vultures take a poke at them. You better stop me, man. What you think?
Man, look, this is She's on Radio, Teddy. You speak what you want to speak. Say what you got to say. Be real with it. Oh, yeah, ladies, press the number one, too, if you want to talk about the pedophiles. But, yeah.
I can't stand them nasty bastards. What the hell? I don't get it. What the fuck do you see in a young ass child that you can't see in a grown ass man or woman?
I think innocence. I think it's innocence. You know what I'm saying? I personally don't understand what the hell can a person get out of having sex with a little child.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have nothing for me. I mean, I don't, trust me, believe me, I like my women small. Don't get me wrong. I like my women small. But I don't want my women that small. I don't want no baby pussy. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. What can you do with that? Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just trifling. Like, I think it's inhuman. It should be a... And then it's like, you know what's crazy, though, Teddy? The police don't even, like, really take it seriously no more. You know what I'm saying? Remember, like, back in the day, they used to take it seriously. You know, you used to get time in jail for it and all that. But now it's like, you're in, you have sex with a little boy, you get some little community service, and then that's it.
Because, I mean, with that, some people who are victims of the pedophile, they are scared to come forward. They're scared that once the nasty-ass bastard do what they do, they threaten them like, oh, I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to kill your mama, or your dog, cat, bird, snake, whatever the case may be.
I just think it's nasty, and I think it's trifling.
Who you telling? They all need to burn in hell.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're speaking the truth, man.
I know. It pisses me off because I did a search on a computer one day from, you know, around where I live at. And it's like 10 within a 1 mile radius of my house. And when I was younger, I stayed like a block away from one. So that they just need to go on a little island and die slowly and painfully. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they need to take that more seriously.
They need really do.
I mean, babies don't have no titties, no booty, no nothing. Like, the hell you want to goddamn do something to that for? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That one ain't give me.
Go ahead, bro.
That one ain't give me no pleasure, man. I wouldn't even be pleased by that. That one pleased me. They need, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I don't know. It's nasty as hell, man.
It's like this. Once they take the child's innocence, it's a wrap. Because that child can either do a couple things. One, become a pedophile, him or her, themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or go out strung out on drugs. Go out, kill people. Or go the wrong way. But you got the other ones that speak up and get them prosecuted and be advocates so other kids that's going through it, they won't, you know what I'm saying, have to be scared.
That's right. That's totally right, man. And if anybody, because I know sometimes we have some kids that listen in sometimes for advice or whatever. So I'm here to tell you, if you are dealing with somebody that has molested you in your life, it could be a friend or friend of the family. Even family members are out there having sex with young, innocent kids that's in the family. You know what I'm saying? If you are a victim of that or you know somebody who is a victim of that, please get to your local police. Please, 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 please. That is not a game. That's serious. It's sick. It's a lot of words I can use for pedophiles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, your ladies, definitely, definitely, definitely take that serious. And we're going to get out the serious stuff for a minute. We're going to go back to our after dark. So I want to know, ladies, I want y'all to press number one on this, right? I want to know, how do y'all feel about having sex with someone that make funny-ass noises?
Okay.
You know, because, you know, you got some people that moan. It's like a normal moan, like, oh, daddy, you know, but then you got the ones that go, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that okay? Like, how do you feel about that? So, Teddy, before we go on to the callers, I'm going to give them time to press number one because I really want to know how they feel about having sex with people that make these old loud animal noises. Teddy, tell me how you feel about it.
If they make noises sounding like Rick Ross or Biggie Smalls or somebody with a really, really deep, deep breathing hard type voice, I'm going to get scared. I've heard females squeak.
Uh-huh.
I've heard them laugh for some strange reason or another. And I laugh too, but if they sound like Rick Ross, I'm going to get scared, bro. I swear. It's too much. How you feel about the noises during sex?
I mean, first of all, I didn't sign up to have sex with no goddamn animals in no damn jungle. You know,
right.
If we having sex and, you know, I'm giving it to her real good and she doing that little moan, so the moans would turn me on and make me want to eat fast and slow and hard and rough. You know, I had to throw a little bit of her kind of thing up in that one. You know, the moan is what makes me want to embrace the body as what it is. But when you get the moaning and you get the growling and you getting the sound like you are about to pass the fuck out, then, bitch, you need to pass the fuck out away from my mouth. I do not play that. Do not get the growling because I'm going to think you are one of those cannibals on the bath salts. No. I don't need nobody taking a chunk out of this poopadompy, okay? No. Get them teeth away from me. And you know, because if you're moaning and you get the growling, you got to have big teeth. You know what I'm saying? That's, no.
Mm-mm.
no. I'm just saying, I do not want that near my body. It is not cute. This is some nasty. Don't you ever, whoever recommended this pink Moscato, don't you ever recommend it no more, okay? Tastes terrible. I need to go back to my regular Moscato. I can't take this.
Did you have it chilled, bro? Did you put it in the refrigerator and let it chill for a while?
No, I don't like cold stuff. I like a warm water.
You can't have it. No, that pink Moscato, you gotta have it chilled. It can't be warm. No, it tastes nasty.
I'm an OG. It tastes like wine. Like, it tastes like what's the name of that wine? Oh God,
Wild Irish Rose.
Thank you. It do taste like Wild Irish Rose. Like MD. MD 2020, the red one. Some people don't hear. Y'all old school people, y'all know about it. Don't act like y'all know about MD 2020, baby. Y'all know about it, baby. You know what I'm saying? But look, I definitely want to get the input for something from the callers tonight, because I want to know how you feel about the funny Norris is doing sex. Are you code 254-624? Talk to us.
Hey, y'all, again.
Hey.
So the other day, right, so there's a stud, right, and we was getting it on, right, and I was eating her out, right, and I guess she was trying to sound cool, and she was trying not to moan. She was, like, grunting. Like, I didn't know what to do, so I stopped, because she was grunting. Yeah, like, she was trying not to moan, so, like, it was coming out weird. She was, like, trying to hold it. Like, I can't explain. It was a weird noise, okay? It wasn't normal.
And what'd you do?
It turned me off. It turned me off, man. I didn't know. I didn't even want to do it anymore. I was just like, whatever. So I stopped.
Did you tell her that?
No, I didn't tell her that. Because later she texted me. She was like, man, I was trying so hard not to moan. And I was like, yeah, I know.
No.
So, other than that, I've never really experienced no, like, weird, like, squeaking, nibbling, mouse trap sounds or nothing like that. Zebras. Yeah,
man. I just, for real, I probably would have got up, pushed her head away from my stuff, and probably beat her in the head with the pillow. Like, no, you won't bite me. You know what I'm saying? You would not bite me. Come on, think about it. Like, can you just imagine, like, you having sex with somebody and, like, you know, you've really given it to her the way she deserves to be given, and she just get to barking at you and growling at you? That is not cute.
Out.
Like, no, that just messed up the whole, that just messed up my whole horny mood. Like, I just went into attack, like, yes, I just go into defense mode, like, what the fuck?
I'm going to call animal control and hear somebody barking and growling while I'm doing that.
Man,
I'm
going to
get the
growling
like a pit bull. Can y'all
please come pick her up? Nah, I'm going to get the back. I'm going to have to beat her because I don't play with pit bulls. I don't play with them.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, that's just how I feel about the whole situation. I think it's crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying?
I may laugh. I don't even lie. I don't know what happened. I just laugh. I don't know. No, I do know why I laughed. She took me by surprise. She, like, threw me or something like that. And then she, like, flipped me a weird way, and I just laughed. I didn't know. I just laughed at her. But, I mean, she didn't get discouraged or anything.
Well, yeah,
she
next time.
Too.
Well, next time, get the bat. Because she's trying to get
the bat.
Get the bat. She's trying to
get
do
the
some
Louisville things. Aluminum bat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was trying to go to jail.
me not going to jail, that's gonna be self defense because you having sex with her and you giving her some good stuff and she just get to barking and growling at you. That is not right. That doesn't need to be illegal. Like, that is attempted murder. Like, that's some bath salt stuff. Like, you don't just get to barking and growling at you. Yeah, you don't get to barking and growling. Don't get to barking and growling at me while I'm doing my thing. No, because I'm trying to make you feel good. You over here scaring me. That's not right. That is disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
It's played out wrong.
Yeah,
and then
because
her voice is deep, so, like, since her voice is deep a little bit, when she does moan, it just sounds weird.
Hey.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just...
Mm.
Yes. Pray for her.
Yes. Amen.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Stop making them noises. That's just wrong.
Yes, it is wrong, man. That
hey,
is
you
crazy.
Sound like a duck.
I sound like a duck now. I sound like that damn girl she was giving that head to.
Stop laughing.
That's what I sound like. You know she sounded like that. Don't act like that. You know she sounded just like that.
Oh, gosh. Lord, I don't know what to say no more.
Yes, yes. But, you know, like I say, thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio. I got another topic ready. It's coming. It's coming, okay?
Oh, Lord. I don't know here.
Yes, yes. But you got to be right for it. You got to know what to do. You got to be prepared for the next session.
All right, I must go do jumping jacks and some push-ups. I'm going to get some protein shake.
Yeah, I'll be ready for the next question.
All right.
I'll be right back to you, sweetheart.
All right,
ladies, we are talking about tonight, anal sex, the topic so far, anal sex. Grown-ups having sex with kids.
Phone sex.
And... angry noises doing sex. Now, I know what some ladies on here that want to vent and tell their piece. Now, we don't be scared to talk to us. Y'all can press the number one. We want to know how you feel about it. You know, for right now, I think let's go into another topic because everybody's so scared to press one. What is wrong with you guys?
Don't be scared. I talk more if y'all press one.
Yeah, tell you to talk more, man. Please, I give you a quarter.
No, wait, I give y'all 50 cents. Y'all call in, press one. I will talk more and give y'all 50 cents.
Yep. So, the next question of today will be, let's talk about how do you react to a woman giving you bad head? Here come the ones. How do you react to a woman giving bad head? Now, Teddy, what is your reaction to that, man? Like, how do you feel when you are laying back, the girl talking all this smack about how her sex is, and she give it to you, and it's just like crickets? You know, tell me how you feel about that. Like,
I would kindly get up. Put my boxes on, put my shorts on, or pants, or whatever the hell I got on, and leave. I wouldn't know what to say. I would just get up and leave. Then I might call her the next day and say, what the fuck was you thinking? You talking all this shit, and you going to have me, teddy bear, climbing the walls and screaming your name and calling you mommy or whatever you want me to call you. But like you say, you hear crickets. You hear pin drop.
Yes.
It's like this. But when I talk a good game, I can back it up.
Is that so, Teddy?
Yes.
Well, that's not what happened last night because when you went down on me last night,
I told you, motherfucker, we was not talking about the shit on the air tonight.
when you went down on me last night, Teddy, I heard crickets, and you was
look,
growling
look,
when you was eating my stuff, and it was not
look,
cute.
Look.
You
ready? What I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's
mm-hmm.
okay. We're not going to tell anybody. I promise you that. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Between you, me, and God. Between you, me, and God.
I promise I won't tell nobody, man. I won't tell nobody else, man.
You ain't gonna tell nobody else?
I promise you, man. I won't tell nobody else that after you came up you was looking like a salmon cake. I'm not gonna tell nobody. I promise.
I'm gonna tell about you. You telling about me? Mm-hmm. Talking
mm-hmm.
all that good shit. And all I said is, you done. Can I get up now?
Sure, Teddy.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to go take a shower and smoke a cigarette and cut you out of my mind, shit.
Well, you could do that in your mind, man. But while you doing that in your mind, I'm going to take this next caller because I want to know how they feel about, matter of fact, she is a new caller. So, 757-602, how are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, man, I'm just sitting there laughing at y'all. But, a bad head-giving person. I heard with Teddy's head, fuck calling her the next day. I'm going to say what I got to say right then and there, and I'm going to get up, and then I'm just going to go about my day.
You're going to dropkick her.
Dropkick her.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Because like I ain't gonna put on all the studs. I'm not gonna put it on all the studs, but some studs you come encounter to talk a lot of shit. Oh, I can eat that pussy. Da da da. Blah blah blah. Hey, you calling me daddy? Da da da. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll see when that day comes. All right. And then you know it just be like. Any day now? Am I going to bust a nut or two?
Damn.
No. I came to some of those, and I just ain't seen nothing. You know, because I don't want to hurt their feelings. But, yeah.
Mm-mm.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yes, it do.
But I am not a new caller. I just been MIA. See what happened was,
right?
I kind of just stopped, you know, talking to everybody. I kind of put everybody to the side, pushed them in the gutter, you know. But you know, I'm back now. I'm gonna be calling more. Yay! Thank you. But yeah, and that other look. Situation y'all was talking about, phone sex, annual sex, I was kind of skeptical about clicking in on that one, but since I'm already on the line, might as well bring that back up. Phone sex, it's kind of not me, but I just be getting a rise off of the people that I be on the phone with. I just be doing stuff that I don't be doing. I just like moaning or whatever, and they be thinking I'm doing something. I just be moaning. I be watching TV.
Yeah, for real.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
And then it's
that
like
is some serious stuff, man. I'd have been there too. Sometimes.
It'd be so funny.
It'd be so bad. It'd be so bad. You looking at the TV and you can't even concentrate on TV. You're so damn mad.
And they'd be so into it. I was like, And they just be going and going. I was just like, and they don't be knowing. Like, I'm just like, okay, y'all niggas is dumb. Like, I'm not even doing nothing. And y'all over there playing with y'allself.
Mm.
I just be having a ball with them. That is so funny. But annual sex, I'm not really a sex person. I don't have sex like every day, all day, like some females, you know. It's not me. Like, I don't know. Like, that's not a subject for me on that one. Like, you know. How do y'all feel about that?
Go ahead, Sam.
No, bro, you go first tonight. You go,
V. Go ahead, man.
No, bro.
One of y'all go first.
I'm giving you the honor.
No, you go ahead.
I'm a pick. Teddy, go.
No.
Come on, bro.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, we're going to be quiet then.
Oh,
all right, Teddy, come on, Teddy.
I mean, if they over there getting off while you just moaning while you watching SVU, damn, they got issues. How you going to, you watching SVU, somebody just got shot, you're like, and they over there moaning. I'm like, what the hell? Somebody just got shot.
But they don't know that. Like, I don't say nothing. They don't know that. They don't know I'm watching TV. They just be in the zone, like, they don't
know. I guess they like the way you moan.
Yeah, maybe.
They like the sound of your voice, like, I'm about to get off on this shit right now. Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. But how do
come
you
on,
feel
bro.
About
you got to come in.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I mean, what you talking about,
John?
The bad head. You talking about the bad head, man?
No, her moaning. Yeah, all of it.
But the bad head of the moaning. What you want?
The moaning. They getting off on me. Yeah.
Oh, pretty much the girls getting off on you, but you ain't getting off on them. I mean,
yeah.
for real, I think people like that need to be smacked in the face. I mean, how the hell you expect for me to lay down and cock my legs up? Because, you know, I'm a big woman, so I lay my legs down. I'm back laid down on this pillow and cock my legs up. That took me about 35 calories to do that. And I'm probably had an asthma attack and some more stuff trying to get this leg up for you. You know, thinking it's going to be good. You know, and then you put your head down there and you just give me a little bit of sloppy seconds. Like, it feels like some air just giving me some head, and that's not right. I feel like if I give you the whole mojo, you should give me the whole mojo, because it took me a long time to get these sloppy legs up. You know what I'm saying?
It took you all of 2 hours.
Yes, I think it should be illegal to make people think it's gonna go down. It don't go down. If you're not making me do what it do, you need to leave me alone. Leave me alone. I did nothing to you. Now make me go in my pocketbook, get my gun now, do him a deal on you. Girl. I don't play that shit. You don't play with Mabel.
Mabel, calm down, Mabel.
You don't do that.
Calm down,
Mabel.
I'm gonna go back. I'm
there. Sidekick. Man, I think it's messed up, man. You don't do that to people. You know, you don't get out of work. It's just like a dad telling his child he coming on to the house to bring an apple. And the damn child ain't seen the damn daddy in 45 years. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on that same damn apple. I'm still waiting on that same damn nut. And if you don't goddamn get up. If you don't get up from right here.
Okay, I got a question for y'all, and this is another question because I've actually been in the same predicament. Like, okay, I'm not a real big eater. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not a big eater. I've only ate maybe two of my girlfriends out of the five that I had. Is that a bad thing?
No.
I'm mad I got quiet when I asked on it, but
No, it's not. I mean, you a very picky eater, and that's a good thing. You ain't got to eat everything that come in front of your face.
Okay, and then it was another thing. Huh?
I'm about to say, you got to pray before you eat.
Yeah, but, like, when I first did it, the very first time I did it, I didn't feel too comfortable. Like, my best friend was trying to, she was trying to coach me to it, and I was like, why are you coaching me? And then she was like, just think about something that you, now she was like, think it is ice cream or something. And I was like, ice cream? I don't even like ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant. So it made me, like, when I did it, I just threw up in my mouth. Like, I was like, ew. Like, come on. But when I did it the second time, it was good. Like, I just went through it. Like, I just breezed through it. The girl was like, yo, it was a stud. She was like, yo, I swear to God, you, like, the best film that ever did me like that. I was like, wow, are you just telling me that, or are you just saying that? Like, you know, because you know how some studs just say stuff just to boost the film head up?
Some studs do.
But I think she was really serious, but I don't know. So
you can tell. You can tell when somebody's serious. The sound of their voice and their shit. They look you in your eyes and say, you the best film that ever gave me head. And they real serious. And they're not laughing as they saying it. Then you can probably 9 times out of 10 believe what they're saying.
Yeah. But I just don't feel like I'm that bitch. Like, I don't feel like I'm that bitch that would just tell her studs off like that. No, I'm not that type of bitch. But if it comes down to it, oh, I know how to please her. Yeah, I do. I mean, hey, what more can I do?
Right on.
Bro, why you go over there flat?
I say you need to foot her in the head. It is not right. It is wrong. You know what I'm saying? To just come to the bed and just say, baby, man, I'm about to give you the best time of your goddamn life, and then throw you on the back of the bed, and then she gets to you, and her damn head is like garbage. That is not right.
It's not right. Tell her to get the fuck up and get the hell out.
Yeah, man, she need to chill, man. She need to get up out of here.
For all y'all people that's listening,
y'all need to leave me alone. Y'all get on my nerves.
Tell
them
to get
you, man, for telling me about this shit.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah, she need to go. I'm serious,
okay,
man, because it is not right, man. It's not right.
Okay.
And then they want to, and not only do they want to give you bad head, that ass want to get in the bed and start growling like a damn donkey or a damn tiger or something. You know what I'm saying?
Sounding like a pig.
How the hell you get a bad head and growl at the same time?
They need help. They need to go to the animal. Will they take the animals, the stray animals, to the animal shelter? Growling like that.
Man,
get your head and
you
growling, get the fuck up. Get out. Go on.
Go back.
I'm going to drop your ass off and run. Leave a note. This bitch can't get bit or shit.
Teddy
Phillips. Teddy.
Yo.
Why you ain't put your input on bad head and the morning? You didn't put your input in.
Look, bad head is simple. Like I said, if I'm being nice when I say I'm going to get the fuck up, put my clothes on, and leave and call you the next day. Now, if she really, really pisses me off and can't do it right, I'm going to cuss her ass out. Like you say, I'm
right
going to talk to my goddamn self.
Right then and there.
Right then and there. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm wasting my goddamn time and you can't do shit. I'm going to lick myself and please myself, goddamn it. Fuck you. Move out the goddamn way.
Yes. Oh my God. Where's the special host?
Where's the guest host at? Where's she? Ain't nobody on and on the guest line today? Huh?
Not tonight.
Last night, the other night, y'all had Jimmy Montana, right?
No, we had Mr. Miami.
Mr. Miami is on Tuesday. She was just here listening.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did have Jimmy Montana last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had Stassi. Well, look, we gonna go to the next person, all right?
All right.
We're gonna see what other people got to say, and we'll hit you back. All right. Y'all ladies, look, if you are on the line, definitely press the number one right now because we want to talk to you.
Yes,
please. Press the number one. I want to know how you feel about anal sex. I want to know how you feel about, hold on, here we go, area code 216-256. Talk to me. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, she's staying on, innocent. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
That was good. That's the best way to do. That's the best way to do is to hang in there.
Who Facebook page did I just write on?
Probably mine, Casey.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
You did.
My name is Teddy.
Was it the same?
Huh?
Was the same one that? Was it the same one where the girl was saying her name was Precious?
No, I'm not Precious.
Nah, I was still talking about you put on the status, right? Was two of y'all talking?
Yeah, that was you.
So what's the
topic?
Well, let me ask you a quick question first. Let's go down the line because you are a new caller, so I definitely want to get all the topics in. The first topic of discussion was I want you to tell me, how do you feel about anal sex?
Well, I never had it before. I don't think I would ever engage in anything like that, though.
But why?
I think that'll hurt. You don't think that'll hurt?
I think it'll be very excruciating.
What? So why would you want to inflict that pain on me? No, I don't think I would.
I don't know. So how do you feel about phone sex?
I never done that before. I don't know. I don't have no bad thought about phone sex. I've just never done it before.
Okay. So what about people that have sex with kids that are over the age of 18?
People that have sex with kids over the age of 18?
Yeah, say like you're a grown adult. How do you feel about people your age having sex with kids? All right, she hung up. Let's go to area code 770-865. Talk to her.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Going good.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Hey. How are you guys tonight?
All right, and you?
I'm good. So what's going on?
Nothing. We're just talking about a couple of topics.
What you got?
So how do you feel about anal sex?
I feel very good about anal sex. I like anal sex a lot. A whole lot, actually. Mm-hmm.
You all right over there, Teddy?
I'm good. I'm over here just listening. I'm all right.
So she like anal sex, but why? I gotta act why to everything, but why?
Yeah.
It just feels really good. It feels really good, and the orgasm from anal sex is just very different from the orgasm I get from vaginal intercourse. It just, it just feels great. It's really hot. And then when you're having anal sex and the person can also, like, finger you or stimulate your clit, oh, my God. Mm.
I know that's right.
Yeah, that's some good shit. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, so how do you feel about phone sex?
I don't like phone sex. And I don't like phone sex because I am a visual person and I need to see you. Like, I need to see you and I need to touch you. So phone sex just irritates me, like, so bad. Because at some point, I'm going to need to touch you. And so I don't like phone sex. And I've been in a long-distance relationship before, and I kind of had to do the phone sex. And it just irritated me too much. It just, like, totally irritated me.
Okay, okay. So how do you feel about grown adults having sex with kids?
That's not legal.
That's true.
That's not legal. Yeah. I don't feel anything about that. That's just not good at all. I don't even think that I would date somebody that was 10 years younger than me. My partner is like 7 years younger than me, and that, like, is really pushing it. I think 5 years is probably a good, like, the lowest, but my partner is 7 years younger than me. If anything ever happened with us, I wouldn't date somebody that much younger than me. It's just, I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
and I definitely wouldn't do with kids like that. That's not okay. No, I don't like that. It's just, because to me, it's like the power trip, and it's like a form of manipulation. So I don't think adults should talk to kids. Like, I can't be your cougar. I just can't. Teddy, why are you so quiet?
Huh?
Why are you so quiet?
I was just listening to you talk.
Teddy, go get a spanking.
What? A spanking?
Go get a spanking. Just go somewhere and get you a spanking.
I need somebody to come give me a spanking.
I got you, babe.
Oh, right now.
What am I going to do with you guys? So I missed the first part. Like, do you guys give or receive anal sex?
I give it all day, shit. I give it all day, but don't put nothing near my backside.
Oh.
Just exit only right here.
Oh,
but I give it to you if you want it.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You can go ahead and take it. It's okay.
No.
It actually feels really good. I'm, like, so serious. It just, like, really feels good. Seriously. Be adventurous one day and just try it. You'll like it.
No, I'm good.
No.
You know,
hell no.
Y'all are, like, not even thinking about it. You're just like, no.
No, just no.
It is definitely.
I had a girl put her tongue right there one time. I almost smacked the hell out of her.
Didn't
I know. She put a low. I like it when you know, lick around it and give me a little salad, you know. But I don't need you putting no carrots in my croutons, okay?
Ew.
I don't need no
carrots.
I don't need no
sticks. Oh, I'm not going to look at carrots and croutons.
It would never be the same again.
No, that's another food I can't eat. No, can't do it.
Oh
no,
my God.
No.
Like I was telling the other girl, man, I don't even like when I gotta sit on the toilet and let it out. What makes you think I wanted to go in? You know what I'm saying? That is just nasty.
That's just
so. It doesn't even feel the same. This is a totally different feeling. It's actually really good. Like seriously, really, really. I've had bad anal sex with somebody who just didn't listen, like at all. And that's not nice. That's just not nice. But if you're with somebody who listens to you and does exactly what you tell them to do, if you're not going to try it, just take my word for it. That's some good shit. I promise.
Yes. I could not. You know, what is your thought about people that make real bad animal noises doing sex?
God, animal noises.
What's your input on that?
Yeah, that's not cool. That's definitely a mood killer. All that howling and growling and grunting. Nah, that's not sexy. Don't do all that.
And
I guess my thought is why do you think that's turning me on? Like why would you do that? Like why would you think that would be like, oh my God, that's so turning me on? I don't like that. Don't do all that. And I think when you're with somebody and you're being intimate with somebody, the more sensual it can be, the better the experience is going to be. So if we're in the moment and we're being all sensual and seductive and you come up with some damn growling, that just killed the whole movie. I don't like that. Don't do that. Neither one of y'all. Don't do that. Okay.
Nope, not
going to
do it.
Let me find out y'all howling and growling. I'm going to have to get y'all. That's not good. Don't do that.
I don't growl. No.
What's wrong with growling?
Do you make noise at all? Because a lot of studs don't even moan. Like, do you even make noise at all, Teddy?
Hold on, wait. I'm not all studs. Damn it, I moan. I ain't afraid to say it.
Good. What about you, Casey?
Man, I be screaming like an old pregnant cow. Let the goddamn poop off, girl. I be
real. I love that. I hate a quiet sex partner. I hate that. Yay, I'm glad you guys make noise. Yay.
Don't give it to me real good. Shit. I've been on bust your earlobe, though.
I'm
going to
hit a high note. I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. High note. I'm going to scream. I'm going to hit the high note real
high. Have you seen the falsetto? I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
Yay.
All right, you guys are my fave now.
Like, oh, my God, that sounded like a real white woman last night. Oh, great.
We like that.
I need a hug. I'm going to need a hug after that one.
That's what it's good. I like that.
You need to make some noise, girl. I can't be somebody that quiet. Over here busting my head open, having a headache because I can't. No, she better get she giving some good girls. Gonna be a marching band in the house.
That's some good stuff.
You're going to Star Spangled Banner, girl.
Well, I'm sure your ladies appreciate that because we like that. Y'all are too much.
On Twitter, I'm a moan the Star Spangled Banner.
Y'all are too funny.
Okay.
Oh, say, can I see? All right. That's great.
Yes.
I got that in my head now.
Oh, Sage.
I got one more question for you, right?
Okay.
How do you feel about women? What do you feel about women that got bad head? They talk all that talk, but when they get in the bedroom, it's like crickets.
That's really unacceptable. It just is. That's like totally unacceptable. The first woman I was ever with, her head game was so whack, and I threw up on her. I just have zero tolerance for that. You just can't have weak head. If your head game is on point, if your head game is not on point, I just can't deal with you. We can't do anything. And I like other things other than head. I like penetration and I like anal sex and all that stuff. But your head game has to be on point. Like, that's a requirement. And I just don't think that you should even be allowed the honor of wearing the label of lesbian if you have weak head. Like, I think you just need to be kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped on the island
someday. And the thing is, like, you can learn how to give head. Like, you can talk to one of your friends. You can read on it. And there's no excuse for bad head. It's just no excuse for it. I mean, it's just not. And then even if it's your first time, if you talk to the person that you're with, they can tell you. You just listen. So I just think that there's just no excuse for bad head. That's just embarrassing. If you give me some bad head, I'm going to tell on you.
Oh, shit.
I am, because I just think that's not okay. Like, I'm going to tell on you. Like, all on Twitter. All on Facebook.
All on Twitter.
And I think it should be, like, a bad head list that's spread around to everybody in our community so you'll know who has bad head so you don't even fuck with them.
I know that's right.
Because that's not okay.
Nah. It should all
and if you don't know how to give head, I'd just rather you say you don't know how to give head so you don't piss me off. We could just do other stuff. But you can't get down there having me thinking, oh, my God, it's about to be the bomb. And then you get down there and I'd be like, what the hell is this?
What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, like, oh, what the mm-mm. No, so that's not totally unacceptable. Mm-mm. Ladies, if you have weak head, don't go down.
Yeah,
Just don't even go down.
No.
Have you guys had experience with women with bad head?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Lord, yeah. Yes.
So what'd you do? Like, what'd you do?
I had to pee. That's my excuse.
Right? I'll be right back.
And don't come back. I had to pee. Excuse me, baby. I got to pee. But hold on. No. I got to pee.
No, I'm sorry. No. Like, why are you grabbing your clothes while you're peeing? I don't know. I want to have my clothes near me. I'm just saying. Call ass out the back door.
And then get out the back door. Oh, my God.
I can hop out windows. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's not okay. That's not okay.
I need you to hurry up and back up, girl. I gotta pee bad, Lord, girl.
I gotta go. I can't hold it no more. I gotta go. You gotta stop.
I gotta go.
I start shaking the bed and everything, girl. Just shaking hard.
Get off me.
Y'all should put their name on the bed head list.
They are on the bed head list. That's why we're not together now.
Okay. Well, have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and the relationship sucked, but the head was off the chain?
Yes.
Like, as a person, they sucked, but that head game was just, oh God.
Like, oh my God, I'm gonna put up with this shit.
Yeah. It makes you stay in the relationship a little while longer when the head game was on point.
No, I don't.
When I was younger,
not me.
Ain't
gonna
last. I stayed in a relationship with somebody.
I can't deal with no
buckethead. Oh, wow.
I know
Barbara here. When I was like 27, 28, maybe 26, I was in a relationship with somebody for 2 years, and she got on my last nerve. But that damn head game, oh my gosh. Oh, my Lord. I was like, I put up with your ass for 2 years just because of this heat. Yeah. But like you said, that was when we were younger. We're older now, so now you got to come with it all. You got to come with it all. But I like you guys' show. You guys are doing so great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. And I'm trying to get down to Cheese Fried. So hopefully I can come and check you guys out.
Well, definitely. It'll be a great trip. I'm telling you that. I mean, there's no Vegas or nothing like that, but with all the entertainment, you're going to think you're in Vegas, girl. Yeah,
I know.
I'm going to try to make Vegas it. Well.
I'm trying to skip out on my family reunion.
Oh, wow.
Or at least go to half of it. I mean, so let's see if we can work something out.
All right.
Because I want to hang out with you guys. So I appreciate y'all so much.
We appreciate you, too.
Thank you, guys. So have a good night, okay?
All right, you too. All right, we're going to go down to area code 860-990. Can you please tell us your opinion on anal sex? Talk to us.
Well, good evening, everyone.
What's going on?
Hey. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Hello, ladies out there on Radio Land. I personally don't receive, but I will accommodate someone if they would like it. And as far as, yeah, what's the other question? I'm sorry.
The other question was on phone sex. How do you feel about that?
Love it. All day long, love it. I've had lots of it.
Yes, phone sex is awesome.
Lots of it. It's so erotic. You know, the whole idea of, like, making love to someone's mind and, like, stimulating someone and arousing them without touching them and, like, making love to their mind is, it's far greater than touch sex. I love Kama Sutra. And like, I love to arouse a female without having to touch her at first. Like, if you can do that, then you've got a real, really good imagination. Like, sex is 80% imagination anyways, and 20% actual physical touch. You know, I know for me, like, I reach an orgasmic state by going in my mind, you know. If a woman can stimulate my mind and the pheromones are giving off that special scent that it gives to another person, because, I mean, once a woman is aroused, she's releasing pheromones, you know, and those pheromones are what actually get someone excited and aroused. So, I mean, I love phone sex. It's fun. It's really stimulating to the mind as well as the body. You know? So, yeah. That's my opinion on it. And as far as people over the age of 18 having sex with babies, man, let me tell you something. All pedophiles, I want to kill them motherfuckers. That's all I have to say about them. I am a survivor. I'm a survivor of sexual abuse as well as rape. And let me tell you something. People that have sex with children are pigs. Pigs.
Yes, they are.
They're pigs. You know, point blank, period, they're pigs. Yes. So, I mean, that's my take on it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So, how could you deal? Like, could you deal with the woman with a bad head? And if it ever happened to you, how did you deal with it?
I kind of figured that you were going to ask me that question, because I've been in the background tonight, kind of just listening. I So you already noticed that maybe some viewers who don't know, I was a touch me not, so I've only been given head 4 times in my life, so and it was all disgusting to me. It was terrible. They did not know how to do it. They had no idea what the fuck they were doing. Like, I turned them out, and then they want to try it on me, and it was the worst experience I've ever had. I don't ever think I've had good head. How's that? I give really good head, and I'm tooting my own horn. I sure the fuck am. I give dynamite head. I have bitches crawling up a wall and running out of the room butt-ass naked. But I've never had that experience. I've never reached an orgasm through oral sex, so. I don't know what it's like to have good head. And I was a touch me not for a long, long time, so. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I so, and that's the truth. I don't know what it's like to have good head. I've never had it, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything you want to ask us?
No.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything you want to ask, Teddy?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm hanging. I really am. I'm hanging. I'm not feeling all that. That's fantastic. I've been not feeling good physically since early this morning. I haven't been feeling all that great, but I went and got a haircut today, so that made me feel a little bit better.
Right now, I've seen your pictures.
Yeah. I don't even know what. I'm not even getting into it. Nope, I'm shutting down now. Go on to the next caller, the next topic. I'm here. I'm listening. Yeah.
All I'm gonna say
is being single sucks. It sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Being single for as long as I've been single and celibate sucks ass. It really does. It sucks ass.
Well, one day she's going to come, and when she comes, she's going to be off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's going to be the best one you ever seen.
Okay. Okay.
I promise you that. She's coming.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be here.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. You have a nice night, and we'll be right back to you. All right. Area code 216-256. We want to know, how do you feel about anal sex? Hello, 216. Okay, she hung up. Area code 202. I'm going to ask you the same thing. 202-718, can you tell me how you feel about phone sex, girl?
Phone sex? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy phone sex, as a matter of fact. Actually, I think, did I have it done tonight? Yeah, I did. To me, I think it's very enjoyable, but then again, it also depends on, like, who you're doing it with, you know? Okay. Like, their mind has to be, like, in it as much as you are, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, to me, that's the only way I'm going to really, really enjoy it, you know, actually get into it. Because, like, if you're boring me, I'm like, okay, let's just watch a TV show together. What's on Adult Swim? Let's watch some Family Guy. What's on TV? You know what I mean? But yeah, I like phone sex. Yeah, I can get with that. What was that other question? Oh, that anal sex? Was it anal sex?
Yes, ma'am.
No. That's not for me. I've never done it. I don't think I would want to do that. I don't know. I would never do that. I don't like that at all. Staying with people that, you know. So I got a friend who likes it, and I said, "Oh, that's for you. That's not what I'm about to do." She was like, "Just try it." I was like, "No." Like, that's okay. Like, as far as anything going in that area, it can be like somebody licking me right there. You know, that feels good. You know, tossing the salad a little bit. Going with that.
I like tall salad. yeah, I like tall salad. I think that's the best thing, man. That's some good stuff. Especially when they wrap their lips around their asshole and they just, they don't lick. They kind of suck it a little bit and put the tip of the lip.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo!
Oh, I can't do
I think
it.
I think everybody say woo. Everybody say woo at the same time. Woo for the tongue, for the toast salad. Yes.
Woo!
Woo!
That's
exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel, because you be moaning. Then as soon as that tongue reach back there to that booty, you be like, woo!
Oh, my
God. I can't deal with y'all.
Yeah. Be woo! Woo, yeah. Hold on. Huh. They be like, hold on for a minute, baby. Hold on. Woo. Woo. Woo.
Oh, okay, bro. God. No more pink moscato for you, buddy.
Man, this stuff is good, man.
Oh my gosh, I tried that for the first time the other day. It was so good. I was like, oh, this is amazing. Where have I been?
Yep. Bro, you're welcome. So I put her on pink Moscato. Yes, I drink wine Moscato. That's what I did.
But see, I never really liked wine before, but then my girlfriend let me taste it, and I was like, oh, this is good. And then I put it in the rest of my Slurpee. It was amazing. Put it in the Slurpee.
Girl,
I'm telling you.
Do you do that, too? I thought I was the only one to put Moscato in the Slurpee.
Yes, see, put it in the
Slurpee.
That
is the bomb.
Put it in the red Fanta and the blue Fanta mixed together with the Moscato.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Girl.
Be quiet.
Put strawberry in it.
Girl, look. Put a little bit of that pina colada in there, too, girl.
Ooh, that's my favorite one. That is my favorite one, I swear. But you can never find it anywhere. I'm getting so mad.
No. You know what? The good kind now, what is like the lemon crush, the new one.
Yes. I saw that.
It's like a lemon cream.
That was in there, too. That was in
put the regular Moscato and the lemon crush one. Oh, and it tastes real good with some vodka.
See, I'll have to come party with you, girl. You coming to Richmond.
You going to leave drunk. You going to be drunk as hell. You come meet me. Come on to Richmond, girl. I get it cracking. But I'm really a 151 and Coke type of person, you know. But
true. But anyway, back to the topics at hand. We got all far off the map.
Yes, we did. Talking about Moscato and 151 and such.
We're going to stay off the topic. 151 and Coke, man. Yes.
Man, you need to get on that.
You gonna get some tech?
No,
yeah,
I'm
going
my 1800.
Man, 1800. Nah, man, 1800, it's all right, man. But ain't nothing like my 151 and Coke, man. It ain't, man.
You can have that shit. You can have it.
Ain't nothing like the 151.
Y'all, you gotta have that
1800.
Come on, man.
You slipping.
The 1800.
All right, you guys. Yeah. We came from Richmond. We went all the way down to Spain. Let's come back to America. Go back to the topic.
No, let's talk about 151 and Coke and 1800. And let's talk about this Patron, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Patron is good, too.
Lord have mercy.
better get quiet when somebody said Patron.
It got real quiet. I was like, the baby.
I don't know what it is. People don't like acting.
Anyway.
Don't nobody like. No, that's not my Twitter. Oh, here you go.
Oh, y'all should follow me on
I'm sorry,
Twitter.
Y'all.
You should follow me on Twitter, too.
Okay, Nikki, there I go, Nikki.
Who little Nikki? Oh, snap.
All right.
Yes. Let's be back.
So, ladies, hold on. Before we go right quick, hold on. I want y'all ladies to press number one if y'all want to talk to us before this show is over. I know y'all got something on your mind. Y'all need some advice, whatever. Let's talk. I'm eager to talk to somebody, talk to some people, you know what I'm saying? So y'all definitely press that number one because time is ticking. And I know y'all want to talk before the end of the show. Even if it's just to say, hey, Casey, hey, Teddy, you know what I'm saying? This say, let us know you're here. Like, you know, that makes us smile a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But there's some of y'all scared over there. It's okay. It's y'all scared.
Don't be, bro, they don't need to be scared. Come on in the room. Come on. Press one. Don't be scared.
Come on in the room.
Right. Come on in the room. Come on now.
No, we can't sing that song on this channel. Cause that's the worst song. And we over here talking about anal bees in the booty and
bad
head with
bone
sick.
No.
So, Miss 202, you still here?
I am still here with you, honey.
Let me ask you the last question. We got a couple more people. Tell me how you feel about having sex with somebody who does not know what they're doing.
I do not like that at all. I mean, like, I like somebody with experience, so I like I'm older, like a little bit older. And, like, if you're older than me and I can do it better than you, to me that's a problem. You got a little more experience than I do. Because, like, okay, like, my current girlfriend now, she's, like, 5 years older than me. I have had in the past where a girl did not know what she was doing, and I was just like, okay, pause. See that door? Go back out that way, and I'll see you tomorrow. Because it was not working. I was rude. About it. I'm not going to lie. I was rude about it. I was like, bye. Go back to your room. Just go. Like, get up. I was not feeling it at all. I was kind of upset because I was really feeling the light. Like, she could, like, she was, you know, giving me a heart stuff, and then she got to the bed, and I was like, what are you doing? I was like, where'd the spark go? You just made the candle go away. The candle is gone. Okay, it's gone. It's the worst feeling in the world. She gets you all hyped up, and then boom, nothing. I felt some type of way that night. I was highly upset.
Oh,
I was in my feelings. It's all good though. But it's all good. It wasn't as bad as that one time I turned the TV on for my and answered the phone. And so I wasn't doing anything. That's different. I did do that one time. I feel kind of bad. Not really.
I'm about to say that, like, no, you didn't. The way you said it, you didn't.
I didn't.
I gotta go get the belt for you. Yep, going to get the belt.
Aw, don't do that. I like those things.
Oh, shit. Oh, right.
Stop it. That was going to be a trouble, man.
Look, my name is not Teddy. When you get in trouble, you don't know me. I don't know them.
I won't tell her. She went to bed like two minutes ago anyway, so I won't tell her. All right, y'all. I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to keep listening, though.
All right. We appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
I'll take it down there. There you go. 404-790. I want you to talk to me because I want you to tell me how do you feel about anal sex.
Hey, if she like it, I love it.
I know that's right. Say it again. One more time.
If she like it, I love it.
All right. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So how you feel about phone sex?
I probably like that more.
All right. She a little freaky one right here. That's what I'm talking about.
Right? There's only a couple of things I would to please my woman.
What's that?
No children, no animals, no esper. I don't know. I can't think of the other thing right now. It might be too much.
Okay. So, when it comes down to grown adults having sex with kids, how do you feel about that? The pedophilism.
It's gross. They should die.
Well, damn, she's a harsh one. Okay.
No, she's not. She's telling the truth. They should all
I'm trying to kill them. They should die. They are robbing children of their innocence. They are ruining their lives, and they don't. I mean, they know. They don't deserve to breathe.
Okay. I like that realness though. I'm digging that realness. You know what I'm saying? I got another question for you, right? Can you tell me how you feel about having sex with people that make noises like wild monkeys and wild gorilla apes and tigers and bears? How you feel about the weird noises doing sex?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. So what would have happened if they do it? What you going to do about it?
I'd probably stop. Like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
Go ahead and say you got to pee.
Okay.
Take your clothes with you. Take your clothes with you. Say you got to pee. Take your clothes with you and hop out the back window.
Girl, I'd be like, girl, home, excuse me, I got to pee for a minute. Then she'd be trying to keep, I said, bitch, I got to pee. Dude, I'd be gone.
Okay.
Some people just don't, you know, when you tell them to stop, some people don't, they don't get stopped. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to say stop, you crazy bitch.
Yeah, stop. Nah, you know, I'm not going to call her bitch. I'm not going to call her bitch right now the first time, you know. I'm going to, you know, let her, give her enough time to get up and breathe for a second. But she keep going. I'm just going to be like, look, girl, I said I got a pee, girl. You know what I'm saying? I said I got a pee. And if she don't understand that, man, then I'm just going to probably let one off on her. You know, I'm just going to probably poop or something just so she can get off me and never want to come back. But some girl, they just don't understand, man. Sometimes you got to poot on them. You know?
Some girls might like that. I don't know.
Man, I've been a poot on her. I've been to get her one of them big salad ones, man. She got to go. And I don't, you know, I want her to be grossed out so she don't even want to come back to me with that bad
right.
stuff.
Right. She's not calling you anymore.
Yes, I'm going to poot all up in her face. Yes, she better get up the first time. Man, the third time, she better run because it is what it is. I told you, girl.
That's funny.
Yes. So how what's your opinion on laying down, getting yourself all ready? The girl be like, yeah, baby, you know what I'm saying? I got that good stuff. I got that fire head. I'm about to make you wet. I'm about to make you scream. You know what I'm saying? When she get all that. And then she gets you in the bed and it's like, crickets?
Honestly, I believe that there are more ways to get me off than just head. So I'm just going to hope that some other type, you know, way that she has planned is going to get me right. So if you can't give head, you should be able to, you know, grind on me or penetrate me or, you know, something other than, you know, if you just focus on that one thing, then I'm going to be bored anyway.
So you like the grind, so you like the, you like a little clit on clit action.
Ain't gotta be clit on clit, it could be clit on thigh, it could be clit on ass, it could be pussy, you know, just long as I feel you close enough.
I know that's right. Shit. So what if she put her clit on your forehead?
I'm okay with that.
Shut up, Teddy.
On the forehead. That is new.
Girl, you know I'm random, girl.
That's put random her, and new.
Yes, put her clit on your back of your head, girl. Yes.
I don't know about the back of my head because I don't want to have to wash my hair.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you one of them prissy ones. Hey, girl.
I'm not prissy.
Good. You said you don't want your hair to get messed up.
No, I said I didn't want to have to wash my hair. I'm okay with my hair.
Same thing, though. Look, no. You don't wash your hair, so you don't want her to skeet none of that banana juice in your hair.
Yeah, no juices in my hair, but you can pull it.
Okay.
I'm going to pull your hair.
No, that's right, man.
If you're just pulling it, I can fix it back up.
No, that's right. Put a little banana juice in your hair. She said, "You put as long as you're not putting banana juice in her hair, you can pull it." I know that's right. That's the type of sex I'm talking about. No banana juice welcome here. No, ma'am.
No.com. No.com.
All right. Well, miss, what is your name?
Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Hey.
Welcome to She's On. I said it like six times. That's because I'm letting you know how happy we are that you are here.
Yay. Yeah.
Welcome. We definitely want to thank you so much for tuning in to the station. And, you know, keep us on that. All you got to do is say the number on your phone every night at midnight. Call in Eastern Time. We are here, okay?
All right, well, have fun.
All right, you have fun too, sweetheart. And I'm KC, and that's Teddy. And we'll see you later.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, sweetheart. All right, we're gonna take one more call. Area code 254-624. Tell me exactly how do you feel about anal sex?
I already told you how I felt about that.
Well, look.
What am I looking at?
Well, do you like clit on clit action?
Do I like what?
Clit on clit action.
I've never done that before. It's not scissor, right? Like, bam, like, no. Never done that.
Well, since I already talked to you, I'm going to come back to you, sweetheart, okay?
No, you're not, because the show's about to end. You're just lying to me.
I'm going to go down here to these anonymous callers. I'm going to see what they got to say. I'm going to make them talk. I'm going to be right back, okay?
All right.
All right, Erico. She know I'm coming to pick on because she not wanting to talk. Erico 804-437. Talk to us. Hello, Erico
804-437.
What is it? I'm going to come back, though, because I'm going to get them to talk. Area code 410-805. You are our last caller. Tell us, how do you feel about anal sex?
Hi, C. It's Chanel.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I just jumped on the line. But as far as that, I mean, to each his own. I can only do but so much of that, depending on how it is.
So how you feel about opening them legs up to somebody and they tell you that shit about to be real good, and they put them lifts between them thighs and that jank just like crickets? How you feel about that?
You know what? I gotta get up early for work in the morning. I just forgot I told him I was about to take the morning shift. I'm sorry, baby. We have to reschedule.
Yes. That was a good answer, girl.
I don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
I gotta add that to my answer. I'm gonna be like, girl, I gotta pee. Then I'm gonna come back and say, I gotta go. You gotta go. Ooh, tell us.
Is that my phone ringing? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Hello? Oh my god! Are you serious? Oh my god! My best friend. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. I'm so sorry.
I just came on my period.
Oh shit.
That's a good one. That's how you just came on your period, man. They like that.
I feel so special because I just got finished doing a private, and I was like, let me call the radio station real quick, and I'm the last caller. Yes.
Yes. We give you support. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Yes. One more week, and I will be in Virginia.
Yes, did y'all hear that? I was just talking about you.
I'm mentioning
your name.
Wait, hold on.
What?
This is Miss Chanel, the Princess of Baltimore, and I will be in Virginia for She Pride August the 3rd. I'm dancing Friday night.
Yes.
Go ahead, sing
for me. Sing for me, Chanel.
I can't sing for you right now. I can't do it.
You can't sing, baby. Woo, woo, woo.
No,
come on.
I can't sing.
Say,
I'm sober. I can't sing nothing.
That's going to make sense.
No, but seriously, I really can't sing.
I don't believe her.
I want to hear you sing.
Yeah, I'm in a car full of people. You put me on a spot. I just don't know how that's going to work out.
Oh, man.
That's
so
terrible.
Who's on the air tonight,
Casey? Is it you and Teddy tonight?
Yeah, it's just us.
Hey, Teddy, I got you from Questlove.
Hey, I wrote something on your wall.
I know, I was trying to deck.
Right.
Good night. It was nice to meet you. You really want me to sing?
Yes, yeah, sing.
Yeah. Let's see. You know, I'm having ads if I was Casey. Let me see what I can do.
Come on.
Justin. I don't know what it is that you've done to me. But it's so feeling that I wanna stay. 'Cause my heart stops beating, trip on times, the thoughts of loving you on my mind. I can't be around just what to do when the cause and cure is you. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control, and something takes over me. And I face your love so amazing, it's nothing. I want you to stay with me by my side. I follow my pride, your love is so sweet. Knocks me right off of my feet. Can't explain why I'm loving next to me. That's all I got. I got nothing else. Yeah. Hello.
You alright, Teddy?
What'd you say?
You alright, Teddy? You got. I got a fan over here.
I did.
You are okay.
Yes, my birthday is Monday, and I'm gonna take that as my birthday present.
Oh, that means I'm gonna give you a birthday
dad.
Oh,
what?
Yes, I heard you. How long are you gonna be? 'Cause I'm gonna go home. I'm tired. Let me tell you about this party I just did. Seriously, I don't like boys. I swear to God, I don't. But it was for the troops.
Okay. Did you like it?
Huh?
Did you have fun?
No.
because niggas are going to be niggas at the end of the day, and I don't think I need to say anything else about that. But I had fun. I danced with another girl, and we had fun together, if you know what I mean.
Right. I'm going to get a birthday dance. I'm going to get a birthday dance.
Yay, Teddy!
Yay!
Hey, you know, Teddy, my birthday is August 18th, so I'm kind of pre-birthday celebrating with you guys when I come up.
Sweet.
It could be a whole lot of birthdays that weekend, eh?
I know. My birthday, that's the unofficial birthday for me. You know what I'm saying? That's my unofficial birthday. Yeah.
I can't complain. I made some money. So, I mean, I guess that's all that matters at the end of the night. And I'm safe and I'm on my own. Y'all been on here talking about anal sex, huh?
Yeah,
terrible.
Man.
I can only take a finger. I can't take nothing more than a finger, and I got to be in my zone.
Well, oh, damn.
I'm a Leo. Well,
right.
I'm a freak. What can I say? I mean, I like to have sex. I'm good at what I do. I'm just very picky at who I give it to because I got that good.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Casey, let me tell you how good it is. It's so good. I've met two doms in the past 2 years, and they both let me fuck them with my strap. I became daddy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I can say is wow.
Double wow.
Yeah.
Double wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very talented. And trust me, everything you've seen in that video, I can do in the bedroom.
Woo.
Oh, I'm a pray for me at She Pratt when I get to hit birthday dance. Just pray for me, please. Cause I ain't gonna know what to do.
I'm so excited. I am.
Me too. Yes I am.
Yes.
You said you want to go have sex in the grass?
Huh?
That was just that. No, I'm sorry. I was talking to my friend.
Whoa. Okay.
God damn.
Would you say champagne? You said you want to have sex in the grass.
On the grave.
Oh, you said ride over the grave. I'm sorry, my mind is in the gutter.
Can I watch?
I had a very interesting party. You don't understand. I'm just saying. I've had my appetizer for the night. I'm going home and go to sleep.
Oh, right over.
Well, you take your ass home and go to sleep so we can close this goddamn thing off or cut our ass off.
Yes. I just wanted to call y'all because I missed y'all voices. I had to come call y'all.
I'm
glad if y'all come quick. Give me a cigarette. So I sit here in case the police come. All right. Well, I'll probably call y'all tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Sunday? I got a show to do. I love y'all. I'll see y'all soon.
All right. See you soon. And you can call in Monday. I hope that you call in Monday.
I sure will call in Monday. I ain't got nothing to do on Monday.
Right.
I'll be the guest star. Me, I'll be on there. I'm a sweet talk to Teddy. I'm a singer, panties off.
I wear boxers.
All right, y'all crazies. Get off here and go to bed. It's 2 in the morning.
I'm
going to sleep.
I'm going to go to bed with a smile on my face. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. I do what I can, you know. I love the ladies, and the ladies love me.
Whole day.
I'm a little boy on the inside. Don't pay me no mind. I'm getting off here. Good night. Good night, sweet dreams.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello.
You know, ladies, so is you know, I wanna thank each and one every one of you all for tuning in, checking out She's On Radio. If you have not went on our website, we have an all lesbian website that caters to you. It was created 2010. And it has over, it's a lot of women on there. Just www.shezone.org. Y'all check that out. I want to thank Teddy for coming on She's On Radio. You know, thank you so much, Teddy.
No problem, bro. You know,
Anytime, anytime. I got your back. Always.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And ladies, She Pride 2012 is on its way. www.shepride.tk. Get those tickets. They are going fast, and I'm not joking with you. When my system says sold out, it says sold out. If you do not have a ticket at the door, you will not get in the door. You will not get in the door. Or have those tickets on hand.
Please.
I love you. I'm going to leave you all. Let's see who I'm going to give you a little bit of tonight. I'll give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Happy Face Management, ladies. Y'all have a good night.
Gotcha.
Hey, how you doing?